A dog with a heart of gold and a strong sense of survival has captured the hearts of the residents of Nakusp. The small wiry-haired pup spent 42 days in the wilderness where he survived only on food and water left out by caring souls, according to Nakusp resident Jackie Kilburn. Kilburn is a certified dog trainer and behaviorist in the region who was called in to help the pup, aptly named Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt is a victim of puppy milling, and thus requires rehabilitation, said Kilburn. These facilities often overcrowd animals in unsanitary conditions, leading to severe physical and psychological distress. Puppies bred in such environments frequently suffer from genetic disorders, infectious diseases, and behavioral issues that can result in lifelong suffering. In 2017, the provincial government announced proposed amendments to BC's Prevention to Cruelty of Animals Act would enable the government to regulate commercial breeders through either a registration or licensing system that will help ensure commercial cat and dog breeders in British Columbia are treating animals with the respect and care they deserve. At that time, Marcy Moriarty, Chief Prevention and Enforcement Officer for the BCSPCA, said having a system to license, monitor and uphold animal welfare standards for BC breeders is a critical step, and one that BCSPCA has been advocating for some time. She added that it is equally important to ensure that those seeking to purchase puppies or kittens are well educated about the difference between a good breeder and one who is breeding for profit without regard for the health and welfare of the animals in their care. If we can stop people from inadvertently supporting this industry, it will go a long way to shutting down substandard breeding facilities in our province, said Moriarty. These are words Kilburn strongly agrees with and advocates for. However, the proposed amendments never progressed under the BC NDP, and presently, there is no law stopping a person from breeding cats and dogs in BC, although the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act does provide a standard of care for animals. So in turn, Kilburn and supporters are now petitioning the BC government to put a stop to these severely inhumane practices, to put legislation in place to prevent them, and to enact punishment for those responsible and are using Little Joe Dirt and his story to get the word out. Kilburn has started a change.org petition to end puppy mills and backyard breeders, which has garnered more than 400 signatures of the 500 needed. The petition is asking the BC government to not only ban puppy mills but also put forth measures to include mandatory licensing for breeders, strict enforcement of humane breeding standards, and significant penalties for violations. Furthermore, educational campaigns should be launched to inform the public about the importance of adopting pets from reputable shelters and rescues, thus promoting a culture of compassion and responsibility. On November 23, supporters of Joe Dirt and other dogs from puppy mills gathered at the Nakusp Emergency Services Building to watch a dogumentary on the story of Joe Dirt and to sign the petition. Joe is now learning to play with toys, trust other animals, and even express his emotions in a way other than panic and fear, said Kilburn, who is working on the dog's rehabilitation. To learn more, go to https://www.change.org/p/end-puppy-mills-and-backyard-breeders-a-petition-to-the-b-c-government.